With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We expect to learn more today about the recent Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. The company's CEO is scheduled to testify before Congress. Meanwhile, most of the $4.4 million in cryptocurrency ransom that was paid to the hackers has been recovered, according to the Justice Department. Well, don't be surprised if you have a tough time navigating the web this morning.
Dozens of high-traffic websites, including the New York Times, CNN, Reddit, and the British government's homepage, could not be reached. San Francisco-based Fastly acknowledged a problem and said it was continuing to investigate the issue. Down Detector, which tracks internet outages, said, quote, "Reports indicate there may be a widespread outage at Fastly, which may be impacting your service."
Correspondent Jeremy House, the White House defending President Biden's decision to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin next week.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan explains why the Biden-Putin summit will happen, even though the U.S. has serious concerns about Russia's harmful activities.
Joe Biden is not meeting with Vladimir Putin despite our country's differences. He's meeting with him because of our country's differences.
Sullivan insists that the planned meeting is not a reward for Putin, but the best way to defend America's interests and manage the differences between the U.S. and Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
How could President Biden fail to commemorate D-Day on its 77th anniversary last Sunday? Asked about that, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki described the Allied invasion of Normandy as
something the president has spoke to many, many times in the past. It's close to his heart, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we would have to say on it.
Following her meeting with Guatemala's president, Vice President Harris is now in Mexico, where she'll discuss the border crisis with the Mexican president. Dow futures down 17 points, and this is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. A woman shot in the face, said to be recovering this morning. This stemmed from an argument with an unidentified man Monday. This happened in the Hogan's Creek neighborhood in Jacksonville.
During that altercation, the victim was shot in the left cheek.
The update from JSO, there were two homes hit by gunfire, but nobody inside was injured. Multiple people living along Community Oaks Court in the Lakewood area say that their vehicles are being broken into. A home security camera recorded a man who was wearing a hood and a mask entering an unlocked truck in a driveway and rummaging around for about 10 seconds. A nearby neighbor says his vehicles have been targeted three times within the past several weeks. Cops say these incidents serve as a reminder to make sure you lock your car doors. And a jury convicted a man Monday for the murder of former high school basketball star Eddie Brown. The deadly encounter happened nearly 5 years ago. Blair Terry convicted of first-degree murder. He's likely to be sentenced to life in prison. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You can tell it's summertime by how smooth our roads are looking. But there is a bit of slow traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin. Just add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today there will be a mix of clouds and sunshine. Our high will be about 90. Partly cloudy this evening with an overnight low of 73. Right now, 75 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any of its passengers on U.S. cruises to be vaccinated. AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices. And on Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
For those of you on hold, I promise we're going to get your calls in just a few brief moments. Good morning. Coming up on 5 minutes after 8 a.m., it is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Jacksonville City Councilman, and the CEO of Canines for Warriors, the website caninesforwarriors.org. org. Rory Diamond in the studios with us. A lot of news to get to, a lot of local issues as well, getting a lot of attention, a lot of calls at 904-831-0600. Hey, we'll get into that in just a moment right here on Talk Radio WBOB. If you're here illegally in the U.S. and you're trying to apply for a permanent resident status and a green card, ain't going to happen anymore. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that thousands of people living here illegally, claiming for humanitarian reasons, according to federal law, are not eligible.
The Supreme Court has made it more difficult for some migrants who enter the U.S. without permission to stay here. In a unanimous ruling, the nation's top court sided with a lower court ruling saying an El Salvador couple who received temporary protected status after entering the U.S. illegally cannot obtain a green card to remain here permanently. The TPS program allows hundreds of thousands of people in a dozen countries where there's been armed conflict or natural disasters to live in the U.S. temporarily.
That is from the Associated Press. It's taken place. Phil Keating from Fox News reports that while many cruise lines are looking to start ratcheting up business here in Jacksonville and on the east coast of Port Canaveral, on the west and on the southeast coast of the state of Florida, are still waiting because of a lawsuit between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the Centers for Disease Control under the Biden administration.
The state of Florida is suing the Centers for Disease Control over a vaccination question that could impact travel.
Royal Caribbean, headquartered in Port Miami, reversed its previous stance and now is saying we're not going to require any cruise passengers absolutely have a vaccine. Cruising, though, from Florida port still remains in flux because the state of Florida, led by Governor Ron DeSantis, has filed suit against the CDC, challenging its authority to mandate vaccinated passengers. The issue ultimately is who dictates what are the policies for cruise ships coming out of U.S. ports? Does the state actually decide, or does the federal government decide? And that's what a federal judge in Tampa is still mulling over.
After Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin had mentioned that he would not be supporting areas when it came to a voting rights legislation put out there by liberal Democrats, now some of those in his own party are looking to excommunicate him.
Joe Manchin is on the lips of everyone right now in Washington. President Biden's agenda is toast if Manchin's not on board. Manchin likely doomed the touchstone of the Democrats' legislative plan, a key voting rights bill. The Times criticizing Manchin for not combating voter suppression. The left wing is now throwing haymakers at Manchin to convince him to cave. Manchin's opposition to the voting rights bill lays bare raw divides between moderates and progressives. Democrats would not control the Senate without Manchin. Voting rights and infrastructure won't pass without changes dictated by Manchin.
Fox News, Chad Pergram. Florida school board candidates had better beware if you support CRT, better known as critical race theory, and you support mandatory mask wearing for students. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his political apparatus will oppose you in your race, even if you are a Republican.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
When it comes to the issue of gasoline prices, they are going up, according to GasBuddy.com analyst Patrick DeHaan. As AAA also reports, because of rising crude oil prices, gasoline prices could be hovering around $3 a gallon very soon here locally.
Looks like consumers still have that risk of seeing a national average of $3 a gallon at some point this year as demand continues to show an impressive recovery. Right now, it's really the economy that's pushing prices higher. But like you said, in the future, absolutely, the limitations on new drilling could eventually become an issue. And of course, now we have this massive infrastructure plan and how to pay for it. And of course, you know, the potential's there. The federal gas tax hasn't been touched since 1993. So motorists really need to be on alert for rising gas prices this year.
And last week, the state agriculture commissioner, Nikki Fried, announced she was going to run for governor against Ron DeSantis. The lieutenant governor here in the state of Florida, Jeanette Nunez, was asked about it. Do you perceive Nikki Fried as a threat?
We absolutely do not fear Nikki Fried as a candidate. Nikki Fried as an ag commissioner has been a total disaster. She has done absolutely nothing in her role, her current role of agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida.
And let me tell you something. I like that type of conversation. Nikki's going to say the same thing about DeSantis. So instead of polishing up and going, well, my good friend across the, I just had my breakfast. All right.
No, it's absolutely true. I love Jeanette. She's awesome. And I'm telling you, it's going to be, Jeanette's going to be taking
on Nikki. Why don't we have
Nikki
Jeanette
Fried
against her? Jeanette would just bomb her, man.
I think that's what you're going to see in the campaign for sure.
Yeah. You think,
she's
just put
super sharp. She's awesome. It's going to be fun to watch.
And one last story here, Raj, before we get to the calls.
Okay.
They couldn't do it in football. They almost did it in basketball, the Sweet 16, but your national champs, the Florida State Seminoles, the ladies' fast-pitch softball, which I'm a big fan of, are now making it to the World Series.
They're killing it.
That's right. Start chanting. There we go. Many of the Florida Gators alumni just drove off the road. All right, 904.
Yeah, that was really dangerous. I'm calling FDOT for that.
That's right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. I'm going to get to the calls right now. For those of you just tuning in at the top of the hour. So we always say that there are days and mornings when we do this show that the local issues just outweigh
right. The
state national issues. That's one of these this morning. Before I start off with the calls, I want to play this real quick clip here. So you've been to Sinatis?
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why, because you don't gain any weight. But
it's
anyway,
an institution in my district.
Yeah. So it is. So Sinatis has been around for how many? 40? 50, I've heard many years.
Yeah, the Sinatis family has been around forever.
So Sinatis Bakery, and you can look at this. You can Google it. It was up on News 4 Jax. It showed of a couple look like from the 1950s. It says straight pride. It's natural. It's worked for thousands of years, and you can make babies. Okay, whatever. I don't look at a bunch of stuff going in, usually because all I keep wearing is wear your mask when you go into a place of business, so I just ignore everything. Here's the latest from News 4 Jax, where evidently this had offended a bunch of people, so they started going after Sinatis, and now Sinatis is like in defense mode. Here's the clip.
After recent posts by one of the bakery's owners upset many. This post fueled backlash online. It says, "Straight Pride," posted by the business's vice president, Doodle Sinati, during Pride Month, and describes heterosexual relationships as natural, implying that others are not so. But both Sinati and the company posted apologies on social media. The company saying, quote, "After understanding the hurt it has caused, we want to assure all our customers we are a safe place for everyone."
Okay, that caught my attention, Rory. I mean,
the safe place.
Yeah, what do you mean? Was it not safe beforehand?
So the guy's playing defense, obviously, and
unfortunately,
and I like Mike Sinati. He's a friend. The whole family are friends. You know, we always get our pies there for Thanksgiving. You know,
oh, really,
yeah. Really.
I mean, my mom and I go there, you know, all the time for breakfast. So I'll just say this: like, he probably overcorrected, borrowing some of that liberal safe place jargon.
Yeah,
he's trying to do best by his business.
Here's what he said.
What you've seen on social media is not a true picture of who we are. I would love and invite anybody to come have a cup of coffee and sit down and find out who we really are. To do anything intentional to hurt somebody is not in our wheelhouse. It's not how we operate.
Roger, I just came up with an idea. Before I get the calls at 904-831-0600, why don't you and I describe ourselves as supporters of the LGBT, and let's go to Sinatis to get some free pie. And let's get some free coffee.
He never said free. He just said a cup of coffee. You have to pay full price.
Yeah. Here's what the
at least I hope.
Here's what the liberal left said. Here is what the LGBT Democratic Caucus, Stephen Gaskell, says. The whole thing is tone deaf and homophobic.
At best, that post is tone deaf. And at worst, it's incredibly homophobic, especially now in Pride Month, where we're celebrating the LGBTQ community.
All right. So there you go. All right.
You know what's also amazing? Sinatis just seems to be a flashpoint sometimes. I mean, it was about a year and a half ago, a black customer said that he wasn't served fast enough, and other people were served ahead of him, even though they were behind him in line, and he put it on Yelp, and it blew up on them, too.
And really?
Yeah. So I'm always like, you know, hey, guys, you know, watch out for this online stuff.
If you go there on a morning, mm-hmm. it looks like a Disney line. It's packed.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, let me just say something. I can see where people may not know where the line is at, and somebody might get served in front of.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, I don't know what you mean by cut fat. When you got that many people, I'm sorry, no one's getting served.
Sometimes
fast.
Things happen, and it's not necessarily because you're black, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just thought the other person was worse, and they'll apologize. You know, someone cutting for you.
Yeah, man. Roger comes walking in. I'm like, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you get served for me, maybe you're hungrier than I was.
I'm not putting Roger ahead of me in the cupcake line. There'll be no cupcakes.
Feel free to go ahead of me.
Let's go to the calls. Let's go to James on line two. Hey, James. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of the apology culture out there. What's more offensive is that they posted something or said something or whatever happened, own it. when you apologize, people see through the apology. That's you trying to save face. That's like me saying something horrific racially and then coming out going, oh, well, I apologize. Can I get a mulligan? You know, you said it. That's the end of it. And we have to stop kowtowing to the leftist triggered people out there because that only emboldens them. This is actually an attack on free speech. They're trying to silence your speech, your thought process, your beliefs. That's them coming out there saying, if you don't toe the line, we're going to silence you. We're going to hurt you. We're going to make your business suffer. That's intolerable. I mean, it's a joke. The way I saw it's a joke. And everybody got the humor in it. It's like saying in Gay Pride Month, if you're gay, thank a straight person because you wouldn't be alive today.
And interesting. True, man, hold on, wait. True. I got to write these down. Hold on, that's a good quote. And then, you know, James, I do like what you said. Own it. He's exactly correct. I mean, it's like Rory passing a term limits bill or a pay increase bill where you shouldn't get one. Don't backtrack on it. I mean, okay, if you have to compromise, I get it, but you're not. But the bottom line is he's correct. Just own it.
Yeah, whatever your principles are, sure. Yeah, but what drives me nuts about this.
I love Sinatis. I'm just more like, dude, why are you apologizing? Just move on.
Put apologies aside. What drives me nuts is most gay people at beaches are, you know, busy going to work, mowing their lawns. Mm-hmm. Hey, neighbors, this is totally off the radar, and they don't care. They just want to be left alone.
By the way, I don't give a flip. It doesn't bother me. But Roger, this is not Roger's fault. If you go on Facebook.
Why can't we blame Roger for stuff?
No, follow me.
It's my fault. I take responsibility.
No, because we have a lot of people listening to this show because I get the emails, and there's some of these Facebook. Do you understand that the gay community is, in many cases, very conservative?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm talking almost militant-wise.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Over 30% of LGBT voters voted for Donald Trump. And in states like Florida, it was creeping up in the 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, LGBT women who are of the same, like, big gun owners.
Yeah.
Big gun owners. So this whole thing that they're all about, hey, I want to go out there and where am I? I'm just, listen, as a son of a minister, I don't go out and try to, you know, float around religious liberty stuff out there. Just sometimes it is, and it isn't on my issue. I don't wear it like I'm deserved something. But yeah, I was telling Raj, I said, there are a lot of them listening to the show because I get the emails.
Yeah.
And they listen in other parts of the state, and they are hardcore Trump, DeSantis supporters. And, you know, it's just a stigma. Like, if you go to the Catholic Church, you think everything about the Catholic Church is the top thing on your. It's just not. I'm not put down the Catholic Church. I'm just saying. It's just the way it is.
Well, the message resonates for anybody who cares about individual liberty, individual rights, having your own money in your pocket. It doesn't matter who you are.
Let's go to, let's go to Dana, who's been waiting. Dana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
I used to live about 6 blocks down Penman Road from Sinatis, and the only reason I ever stopped going to Sinatis is because the JTA discontinued bus service.
Really?
Yes.
I hope you're there long enough to vote for me.
Two buses, the BH2 and the BH3. They cut the bus service out, so I had to move out of my apartment, and that's the only reason. Crowds? Yeah. Well, that's because Sinatis was popular, local. Where else could you go to get your donuts, your sandwiches, your lunch, your coffee?
Yeah.
That's all to it.
I appreciate it.
Another thing that Sinatis family does is every time there's a hurricane or something big, they always cook a whole bunch of food for the police departments at the beaches.
That's great.
You know who needs a controversy? Ed Malin. Okay. So anyway.
We love Ed. Let's all go to Angie Subs and then Sinatis.
Angie's at the bottom. Yeah. I'm sending a bill to all these people. I'm dead serious. Let's go to Kirk online too. Hey, Kirk. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm not offended by Sinatis. I mean, I wish they didn't apologize. They're just speaking their mind. But I have to tell you, I'm a Yankee. I've lived down south all my adult life. We're changing the school names. Why are we still having a store named Winn-Dixie?
That's love humor. I gotta get going on that one. That's a good. Why do we still have a store named I'm looking at the humor behind it.
If you drive around Jacksonville, you see a whole bunch of store names that if they were in any other, if they were in like a liberal city, right, like people would be freaking out.
Right. I'm not see the name Winn-Dixie.
Well, same for the place like New York where they have big gay ice cream.
Yeah,
fair enough.
But no, it's true. I'm not knocking down Kirk. I'm just saying I like the humor. I like politically incorrect. Why do we still have but you to your point? You would sit back and go, why is that name still there? just the way it is. Yeah. But it doesn't mean
people get way too hyped up about these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a great Winn-Dixie on Bay Meadows. And let me tell you something. If the name was so offensive, why are so many of those from the black community work there and shop there?
Yeah, well,
I shop there.
Actually, the Winn-Dixie in Neptune Beach has got the wine bar. So
is it the Winn-Dixie?
Yeah, yeah.
The Winn-Dixie.
So there's one in Southside.
The Winn-Dixie at Gateway is subsidized by the city, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's in the high-density black community.
Correct. When Publix pulled out, yeah.
All right. So I'm just telling you. So anyway, all right, I got to take a quick break. More of your calls coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that light traffic on the Buckman Bridge headed towards Mandarin, and you'll still add about 4 or 5 extra minutes. And as always, our usual slow traffic on JT Butler headed east a little before San Pablo. You'll add about 3 minutes there as well. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be partly cloudy and a high of about 90 degrees. This evening, a few clouds, 73 our low. Right now, 77 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at caninesforwarriors.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. And more lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
The only thing stopping you this morning are the red lights and a little bit of slow traffic on I-10 headed east right at Cassett Avenue. You'll add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be partly cloudy and a high of about 90 degrees. This evening, a few clouds, 73 our low. Right now, 77 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Proverbs 22, verse 5 says this, "In the paths of the wicked lies thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them." We certainly need to guard our soul from becoming wicked and relying on our resources to maintain a reverence for the Lord so that we might guard ourselves from the wickedness that is out there. There must be a level of humility and fear of the Lord in order for us to be successful stewards and in order for us to grow closer for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
All right, let's take some more calls before we go to the bottom of the half hour. Let's go to Seth on line 3. Hey, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a quick two-part question for you, and then I will listen off the air. The first part is, how much money did V's Pizza and Zanotti's pay for this advertising? And the second part is, where do I sign up for it?
That is a brilliant, brilliant
they
move.
They have gotten a lot of publicity over the past couple of days.
Why is it that we have these type of views and I can't get any daggum publicity?
Right? Well,
it's a joke.
You need to say worse stuff, Ed. You just need to get spicier.
Actually, I get more accused because I'm not... I'm the conservative. Ain't nothing liberal about me.
Oh, that's and BS. You're definitely a liberal.
No, and I get accused lefty. Of because
he likes hip hop. Of course, he's a liberal.
Yeah, I like a little hip hop. That's right.
Hip-hop. Biggie.
I like the hip hop. Well, I like the music. I don't have to deal with all the words and the culture. But anyway, all right. More coming up next. I want to talk about where the Democrats are making excuses for unemployment benefits, and they're using veterans as an excuse to extend unemployment benefits. I'll play that clip coming up in a few moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Rory Diamond, right here at Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We expect to learn more today about the recent Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. The company's CEO is scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, most of the $4.4 million in cryptocurrency ransom that was paid to the hackers has been recovered, according to the Justice Department. The White House defending President Biden's decision to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin next week, saying it is not a reward for Moscow's bad behavior. Following her meeting with Guatemala's president, Vice President Harris, now in Mexico, where she'll be discussing the border crisis with the Mexican president. On Wall Street, stock futures have turned positive now. Dow futures are up 3 points, NASDAQ futures 85 points higher, and S&P futures are up 10 points ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. We're working to get an update on the condition of a woman who was shot in the face Monday evening in Jacksonville's Hogan's Creek neighborhood. It stems from an altercation with a man. And according to JSO, that's not all.
Two residences were struck during the gunfire, and they were occupied, but none of the residences were injured.
Cops say they're looking for a late model maroon four-door Mercedes-Benz in connection to the incident. A federal lawsuit has been slapped on the St. John's County Board of Commissioners over its refusal to consider a proclamation recognizing the LGBTQ plus community. The complaint filed last week argues that the board infringed on community members' constitutional rights. And the event schedule's been released for the controversial Orange Crush event in Jacksonville Beach. Organizers releasing the lineup, which includes multiple beach days, a pool party, and nightly events at local establishments. The festival set for June 18th through the 20th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
The only thing stopping you this morning are the red lights and a little bit of slow traffic on I-10 headed east right at Cassett Avenue. You'll add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 89. A few clouds tonight and a low of 73. Right now, 79 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More lawsuits are being presented against Florida's new law that penalizes social media companies who censor and deplatform political candidates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed. And Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any of its passengers on U.S. cruises to be vaccinated.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 833. A lot of good calls coming in this morning. A lot of good emails. Ed at WBOB.com. It is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Jacksonville City Councilman, and the CEO of Canines for Warriors, the website caninesforwarriors.org. Rory Diamond. So another big local issue without getting too much with the V's Pizza. The owner in Georgia sat back and said, hey, we can't find people to work because of government benefits. Pretty much called them somewhat lazy, and I would possibly agree with that argument in some cases. And then so the liberal left started attacking the local V's Pizza, again, which had nothing to do with this. And then the owner had to come out and make some remarks saying, hey, I understand why, you know, some people may not go back to work. But this is where I want to get with this whole debate. Here is Florida State Rep, very, very liberal State Rep, Democrat Anna Eskamani, making excuses of why people need to stay on unemployment and continue to get the checks.
Many of the folks that we have right now who are still on unemployment and are very scared of losing these federal $300 benefits include mothers, It includes our seniors. It includes our veterans, folks who cannot work a typical 9-to-5 job, folks who cannot be on their feet all day.
All right, let me stop right there. So I was going to do the, because I think she's a Gator fan. Anyway, okay. So here's the thing. So
she's not a Publix fan, I'll tell you that much.
So here's my question. What were these people doing before?
It's such a lie. So first of all, Anna Eskenazi doesn't care at all about mothers and veterans and all the rest of this stuff. She's just looking for political power in her next move. But what's really annoying about when they bring up veterans is that if you're a fully 100% disabled American veteran, you're getting a benefit already. Right. You get it's actually a very generous benefit. It's not taxed. And so you'd be fine. So it's a complete and total lie that says we need another stimulus to help disabled veterans. It's just wrong.
Yeah. But here's the thing that first off, I know many people that aren't on their feet 9-to-5. And by the way, I know veterans and seniors that don't work full. They don't need to. They're working part time. Why do we continue to make excuses?
No. This is totally ridiculous. They just want the power that having you at home and just getting government money, because then they turn around and thank you, their political patron. Control and power.
Haven't they done the math? The money is going to eventually run out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'd think that they'd worry about that. But, you know, when the inflation hits, then maybe they'll start to worry about it.
So Roger brought up a good point yesterday. So I got a lot of hits on my private Facebook page. I should do more for the radio, but our numbers are so good, as a lot of times I don't promote but WBOB so Facebook, I have my personal, that's where I do a lot of mine, mm-hmm. and I don't, you know, I just kind of pause and ask questions, and I asked the question because Roger brought up a good point. Hey, you know, with some of these companies, when you apply for a job, the old days they'd ask, okay, if you haven't worked, how you been able to live off of, and just, you know, okay.
What have you been doing the last six months of your life?
Have you been trying to work?
So I posted this. I'm like, okay, if you were to hire somebody, would you consider hiring them, or would you hire them knowing that they, quote, milked the system for what it was? Of course, a lot of people responded saying, hey, I need people. I need to. I get that. Yeah. Some people are like, I'm not going to hire them. I had several emails, and it kind of, I love the audience because there are things that I normally miss that they'll bring up, and they go, and a couple of them had said, Ed, as a business owner, if they're going to milk the system, they want to come for me, mm-hmm. what's to say that they won't milk the system when it comes to sick leave?
Yeah.
Or family. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're anything like, look, at Canines for Warriors, we have like 10 open positions in our kennels that we can't fill right now.
Really?
I mean, people will come up, they'll show up for the interview, we'll hire them, and then they don't show up. And we know it's because they're getting this government money. I'd rather have them showing up. I mean, we just need warm bodies to do the work.
You got summertime coming up. Do you take volunteers in the summer interns?
He's offering to pay you. What do you want to volunteer for?
Well, no.
A lot of the kids need to have volunteers. Community service hours to graduate.
We just reopened up our volunteer stuff. So the answer is yes.
By the way, what's the ages they got to be?
At least 16.
Okay, good. So here's the thing. My question is that when you look at this, and I guess it's so much I can bring up on this issue, is that Ed, how do you know who's going to ask? I said, well, sometimes they don't ask. I'm just saying, as a business owner, you would sit back and say, hey, what have you been doing? Well, I've been living off unemployment. Well, tell me why. Because, I mean, if they're going to milk the system.
I think the bigger question is this, is why did you lose your job to begin with, right? Were you fired in the last one because you were a jerk? Or did you get laid off because of COVID? And I think most employers are like, look, we understand a lot of people lost their job because of COVID. Come on back into the world.
Right. Yeah. So, but this whole unemployment thing, I mean, it's just an interesting debate back and forth in this one. And it's interesting that you say you can't hire, but here's my question. In Florida, DeSantis says, hey, we're going to get rid of this $300 benefits June 25th. Right. I'm all in favor of that.
The federal benefit, top of the state benefit.
Right.
So here's the question is, I thought they had to show that they applied for the jobs. You're saying, but in order to get the benefits, they actually had to show up. Who's going to do a bat? What are they going to call you guys or something on top of that?
No. I'm just saying, in order to get a job, like I'm just asking somebody to show up.
I'm with you, but you said that for them, they quote, they never call back.
Yeah, they never show
so
up.
So they can get the benefits. I didn't, because sometimes it's a little confusing. They have to, quote, show up to show that they went there, or I thought they could just.
No. You don't even have to show anything right now to get these benefits. All you have to do is not have any money and not be making any income.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, if you are a Republican running for school board. I like this clip,
Me
by the
too.
Way. He says, and you endorse critical race theory, Oh, and by the way, you support mandating masks for students. We will oppose you.
Not going to support any Republican candidate for school board who supports critical race theory in all 67 counties or who supports mandatory masking of school children. As local elections matter, we're going to get the Florida political apparatus involved so we can make sure there's not a single school board Republican who ever indulges critical race theory.
Now, I like this because to me, I itch and complain that as voters do not follow enough on city council, county commission, and school board, they are more powerful than a state rep, than a congressman or a congresswoman. Because of all the regulations they can to enhance or regulate you more.
And a lot of national money comes into the left to help the school board candidates. And people don't know that these guys, you know, are necessarily Democrats or even Republicans. So this is going to make the school board races a lot more competitive.
Yeah, and they should be. School board races, I think, are the most important races across the state of Florida. It's unbelievable the amount of power that Duval County School Board has, for example, in the everyday life of a kid. And we absolutely have to get conservatives to take over that board because right now it's so far to the left.
Yeah, so my whole – I like this idea. Now, here's – let me just point this out. Critical race theory for most conservatives here is not a top issue because we really don't have it here. I understand it may be promoted in certain curriculums in Virginia and out in Texas, but right near – but I'll tell you right now, you talk to – I don't think most parents will follow it. But if you mention about school choice, about not reopening, maybe the unions and other – to me, that's more remedial courses. To me, that's a bigger issue.
And the masks. I think the mask is something that so many parents are tired of. The kids don't want to wear a mask. Kids that have glasses, they fog up all day long.
Good point,
And there's no science behind it. So let these kids not have a mask if they don't want one.
Yeah. Some years when people run for school board, to me, the issue of school choice, and I think this becomes a popular issue, and you can thank your unions because directly or indirectly, they've been the biggest proponent, because I mean, they don't support it because of their nonsense about wanting to keep in schools shut down.
Right.
And inverting supporters of school choice.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have to think, I don't think the critical race theory, I think it's somewhat of a pseudo issue in the state. It's other states I get, but not right now. But I think your two biggest issues, I think, have to deal with the mask and some of the school shutdowns. What else would be a big issue for school board coming up?
Well, I mean, so there's those ones, but school choice is always going to dominate.
Right.
I mean, you just had a school board that tried to squash charter schools and their ability to get money out of the half-cent sales tax. Lori Hershey, who was the chair at the time, led the charge to exclude school choice from the half-cent sales tax. Now she's trying to run for state rep. It's totally ridiculous.
Another lawsuit against the big tech bill that was signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, a group called Net Choice, is suing on behalf of internet giants, has asked a federal judge, hey man, stop this bill before it goes through in July 1st. They have argued this is government-controlled speech, one. This is their argument. It's number two, they've argued that tech companies would lose advertisers and would be stripped of the ability to police their platforms. Number three, they say that's an infringement on their First Amendment. And number four, this is because I'm not a fan of this bill, it says the government can't come in and tell your network what type of news you got to cover and what type of stories you got to promote. And the opponents say likewise, they should not be able to come in and tell private businesses like Facebook of what content they have to host.
Yeah, look, I think that the deplatforming of Donald Trump was completely unacceptable.
Totally agree.
And it absolutely makes sense to have some sort of response to that. You simply can't have big tech deciding whether or not you could hear from the leader of the free world. That's nuts.
Well, he's no longer the leader of the free world.
I understand, but
he was deplatformed while he was still president. Yeah.
Right, but it's just one. The majority of conservatives are not being deplatformed.
I'm saying that's the one.
Okay, so you think
deplatformed Donald Trump? It's unacceptable.
So you need to come in and have more big government regulation?
No, this is a free speech issue. The reason why is listen.
So you want the government coming in to promote?
Listen,
free
we
speech.
Had newspapers, then we had radio, then we had television. Now we have Facebook.
Right.
I'm just saying that's where the communication is happening. It needs to be a free and open marketplace. And the way you do that
happens on radio.
Now, here's the thing. Is there a local radio? I know NPR will do this. Does the city have a station where they carry your city council meetings?
Yeah, on television.
Okay, it's on television.
99.
If they came out and let's say that they wanted to dictate, let's say it was an NPR station, whatever, I don't care. I've known some regular free market stations that did this back in the old days in the AM stations. This is well before my time. That they would carry a city council meeting. But can you imagine if Rory had come up and say, hey, I don't support this bill, and they wanted to silence you, that would be a major no-no. And you could sit back and go, well, I don't want to have a contract with that company. Now, unless it's the government channel, which they should not do.
Right.
I would sit back and go, I didn't like them supporting it, and they should, quote, be sued if there was a contract for that. In other words, they're censoring.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but it's the idea is viewpoint discrimination. If you decide that you don't like what Rory Diamond is saying or you don't like what Donald Trump is saying, so we're just going to silence them off these platforms, that's viewpoint discrimination. By saying you can't do that, you're keeping a free and open marketplace for ideas.
But we do it all the time on radio. I get people that want to talk about an issue. I'm like, no one's following that issue, bro.
Yeah, but these are not elected officials serving the public.
Who cares? I care more about the listener, about the elected officials. Elected officials. Present company excluding. Mess things up for us, right?
There could be a greater good argument saying your elected officials need to be able to communicate with their constituents.
Yeah, but if I wanted to run radio ads.
He's the biggest anti-establishment guy I've ever met.
That's accurate. No,
true.
No, but if I wanted to run a radio ad for my election on your radio, you'd have to play it. Same thing. It's about the platform.
Right. But with certain guidance, you can't say Benny Foul. Which
yeah,
you
can't say dirty words.
But
and all
by the way, we've heard some that have been advertised for foul language. Remember? But anyway, but what I'm saying is I get it. But we have a contract. But what I'm getting at is that this is a political candidate from the far left. Let's say they wanted to call me and Roger and all of us that go to a church a bunch of right wing Nazis. You don't say, or you somebody want to call somebody a bunch of baby killers, whatever. You know what? If you want to do that, knock yourself out. But unless you've got a contract and they feel that it's not in their good to carry that type of content, that's their business. They don't got to carry. Now, if they got a contract and they don't follow through, then you've got rights to sue them.
I disagree with you because we're just not in a universe today where the marketplace of ideas is like in the corner or even on television anymore. It's on Facebook. It's on Google. It's on YouTube. And that's where we need to have the free expression of ideas.
But it was a company
that's what
that presented
America is built on.
But it wasn't the government that did it. It was the free market that through Facebook.
No. Yeah. So you've got a small number of people with a lot of power who are trying to siphon certain voices off.
But this bill doesn't really represent the ad. This is a bill that protects those running for office for the most part.
I think that what happened when they deplatformed Donald Trump is that specifically had to be responded to. What if they took Ron DeSantis off or Mayor Curry? You can't do that. It shouldn't be allowed.
But here's the question. They can deplatform anybody they want. You know the mayor's going to go behind everybody and go, oh, I'm going to the... Because the local TV's... If Sean Conn got deplatformed, let me tell you something, every news media group's going to go up and hear what he has to say.
Look, I think we just need to get comfortable in a place where there's lots of different ideas and people are saying what they're thinking.
I'm with you on that.
We sift through it.
Because the biggest group of censors is the far left. I don't agree with it. What I'm saying
is, I don't know. It sounds like you're agreeing with them.
No. private company can turn away businesses if they're not wearing shoes, shirts, service, things like that. We do it all the time. If there's a topic that no one, like, we thought was maybe a little risky, we're not going to carry it. I'm telling you, they go down this road, they ain't going to stop. Remember, they want to go after, quote, hate speech and everything else out there.
So this is about allowing an open platform.
You want the government to force a company, right?
And no viewpoint discrimination, right? So I mean, that's completely different than saying you can't say certain types of speech. That is viewpoint discrimination.
I agree, but we allow it at certain times. You don't allow it 24/7 at the city council. You do it through open moments that we can speak.
You can talk about whatever you want there. And you can go on the street in front and say any darn thing you want.
Some things you can.
You can say almost anything out there in the middle of the street.
But some you regulate speech at a city council. You just can't. We're going to kick you out if you interrupt us. I mean, there's certain rules and regulations. I'm just saying this bill only protects, for the most part, those running for office. It really doesn't do anything. I'm just saying, for the bill, for the common.
It affects the common person if Donald Trump gets deplatformed.
Well, they
Twitter.
Do. It does.
Oh my
as
word!
As far as their rules, as far as you know, making public what your violations will be, that applies to everyone, not just elected officials.
But I wouldn't want Obama deplatformed. As much as I couldn't stand to listen to him talk,
I got news for you.
Have been deplatformed.
Donald Trump did not get elected because of Facebook and Twitter.
If you can't say that Twitter wasn't hugely powerful in his election.
No, a lot of people that oppose him, Facebook, they turned down all his ads. I mean, Hillary spent 20-1 more money. I'm just saying.
Yeah, in 2016, they spent almost $200 million on Facebook, and it was shown to be incredibly effective.
I agree with it, but it was such a disdain for the Democratic Party. Listen, conservatives have won without social media. They can still win.
Yeah, I agree with you, but let's level the playing field.
Okay. I understand a level playing field.
I'm for America, sir.
Through the marketplace, I just don't want the government coming in telling you what I'm just telling you, it opens up a door for other areas.
The government's been doing this since we had the First Amendment. If you have a square and somebody's saying something you don't like, you know who comes to protect them? The police. They stand around
but
the
it's
per-
a minimal,
people saying this
But it's
thing.
A minimal. I don't want them increasing it, is what I'm getting at. That's all I'm saying.
The methodology changes as the technology changes.
All right. Here we go. 848. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You can feel that it's summertime by the heat and by how empty the roads are looking. But as always, that's slow traffic on JT Butler headed east a little before San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes, and there is a bit of slow traffic on San Pablo headed south just before JT Butler. And add a couple minutes there as well. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds and a high of 89. A few clouds tonight and a low of 73. Right now, 79 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed for the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat. It takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
As a business owner, it's top priority that my office equipment and technology is top-notch. That's why I work with CFX Office Technology. Charlene here. Do you want reliable copiers and printers along with a secure scanning and document management solution? Call my friends at CFX Office Technology. CFX is a family business here in Jacksonville. They're helpful, professional, and always respond super fast to any issue. Trust me. Call them for your business needs. Visit CFXOffice.com, CFXOffice.com, and tell them Charlene sent you.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boker Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boker Shoes has provided orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, June 20th. And a new pair of running or walking shoes for Dad would make a great Father's Day gift to help out. Boker Shoes is featuring the Gravity Defier Accelerate. Buy one pair of Gravity Defiers and get the second pair 30% off. Not only do they look great, Gravity Defiers use VersoShock technology and are clinically shown to relieve up to 91% of back pain and 75% of foot pain, whether pain relief is an issue or not. These specially engineered shoes will make Dad feel like he's walking on air. Stop by Boger Shoes today at 1014 Park Street. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Buck Sexton.
Consensus is not science. Everyone who actually thinks through this themselves and doesn't just allow their brains to be molded by being stuck at home, being on the social media all the time. The panic porn on cable news channels in general was mind-blowing.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, inspired by Rush. Debuting June 21st.
Weekdays noon till 3 on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says any Republican school board candidate who supports critical race theory and mandatory mask wearing of school children will be opposed. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line announced they won't require any passengers on its U.S. cruises to be vaccinated. And AAA warns gas prices across the Sunshine State could rise this week as increased demand across the globe is leading to higher oil prices.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
When people bemoan all that is happening in America, I usually respond, everything is right on schedule. And it is. There are prophecies in Scripture, both Old and New Testaments, about what to expect as the world moves to its inevitable end and eventual restoration. Old Testament prophets like Daniel and King David wrote about it. So did Jesus and Paul. So did Matthew, Luke, and John. Paul wrote that in the end, people will believe whatever their itching ears want to hear. And Jesus said, many will come in his name, but do not believe them. When we see what was considered shameful paraded in public and imposed on us as something called pride, we should understand that such things are all part of the predictable end for those who have not repented of sin and received Jesus as payment for those sins. It will get worse. Children will betray parents and the reverse. Some will be killed or thrown in prison for their faith. This is the inevitable outcome of unredeemed human nature. So speak truth in love, but do not be afraid. Everything, and I mean everything, is right on schedule. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, a couple minutes left. A lot of emails coming in this morning on the Sinatis cancel culture stuff. Hey, quick question. The Lodge thing kind of didn't get enough votes.
Yeah.
I mean, it did, but it didn't get enough votes to pass. Sean Conn comes in last week, and they want to have more redevelopment.
Yeah.
I think we already knew this was coming.
Yeah.
So they want a performance center. They haven't released, I think they, so it was like 441, blah, 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 blah. They want to go down the road. How soon do they want to? And then the question, I think we'll have to do more of this next week because of time. Is there going to be more money coming in from the city, or what's the story? Is this just very, very preliminary?
Yeah, we're preliminary. So what Shad Khan and Mark Lamping are doing right now is pushing their new plan for Four Seasons and the new performance center through the DIA. So they have to go through the DIA process first. As soon as that comes out, then we'll kind of know what we're dealing with.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So when are we going to know more?
That'll be in a few weeks. I assume less than a month we'll have some idea of what, you know, the term sheet looks like.
Is this a... Some people are emailing me. I'm not saying you have said this. This is just emails. So I wanted to ask you: is this more of a hey, we're oiling things up right now because we want to go for more renovations on the stadium, maybe a new stadium? Is that coming or not?
Oh no, it was part of their presentation. The renovations for the stadium are coming. The good news is the stadium itself can be renovated. We don't have to knock it down. That's like a $500 or $600 million benefit, right? We don't have to redo this thing. But they want to put shade on every seat. They want to improve the air conditioning. They want to improve the concourses and do a bunch of other
stuff.
But
it's outdoor.
It'll be domed, though, right?
There'll be a way to shade the entire system.
Yeah, because remember the UNF poll that came out a few months ago with the whole IJ, like 60% of the voters said, we've had enough spending all this tax money, and they said they're not, at least the latest poll said they weren't behind all these renovations, or, excuse me, at least the city paying for all of it.
Yeah, well, on IJ, that was one thing, but this is a city-owned stadium, and, you know, if we do need to improve it.
All right. It's going to be an interesting discussion to see where this goes.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but maybe do you ask now or do you ask after season? Or in case you, if you don't win, I guess you would ask now.
No, Trevor Lawrence is going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great season, right, Rory?
Yes.
All right.
Guaranteed.
And Tebow, number 85, right?
Yeah, Tebow, Lawrence. Even as a Michigan man, it hurts me to say this, but Urban Meyer, I think, is going to do a good job.
All right, man. Okay. I saw him on the AEW wrestling thing on the pay-per-view. They had, you got to see, it's entertaining. It's anything. All right, Rory Diamond, the CEO of K9sForWarriors.org, also Jacksonville City Councilman. Good to have you on today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, we'll see you tomorrow morning right here at 6 a.m. on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.